towards Thurso. The vast peatland of Caithness and Sutherland hold over 10% of the UK's blanket bog. It's the largest expanse of blanket bog in Europe. Peat has been forming here for thousands of years and reaches a depth of 5 metres in some places. I spoke to Andrew Cooper of Scottish Natural Heritage about his passion for Scotland's peatlands and the blanket bogs around here in particular.
Now, why is the blanket bog important?
Well, I suppose the main reason it's important is that although we have a lot of it, both here in the north and throughout the sort of UK generally, in world terms it's actually incredibly rare. This is partly because it's very much dependent on a particular type of climate. So you only get it in the sort of ocean margins, sort of in the sort of cool temperate zones, the likes of UK, Ireland, a coast of Scandinavia, then over on the other side of the Atlantic, in sort of Newfoundland, that sort of area. Then moving around again onto the next ocean margin, we've got the west coast of Canada and America, and then over into Kamchatka. The other great thing about peat is that it stores everything within it. So peat is made up of the plants that used to grow on the surface, and as they grow and die, they don't decay completely, they get captured. So you can tell all the plants that were there previously at different times through the profile, from the trees that have grown there at stages in its history, right up to the mosses and sedges that are still growing there.
There's a bit more investment, isn't there, towards keeping the flow country, well, more pristine?
Well, there is, yeah. There's always, or certainly for a long time, been money available for relatively small restoration projects, and also to through agricultural supports to encourage good management. But now we're working on sort of bigger things, if you like.
So what impact has the restoration work had on the flow country?
The main impact is to improving the quality of the habitat. And the way that can work is that, say for example, you're chopping down some trees and blocking some drains. What you get there is the vegetation, the original vegetation returns. So you're back to having your original habitat. If you block up the drain, then obviously the water's not running off, it's not taking all the peat with it, so you can get improved quality in the river. Your water table's higher, you store more carbon as the plants are growing, but then it's also the habitat that the birds in particular and the other animals, is there back to their native habitat, so you can get sort of increased numbers of them. So it has all these multiple benefits. It's not just one thing that benefits, it's all these things that benefit.
If you're leaving the train at Thurso, we hope this guide has given you some new ideas about what Scotland can offer. You can find out more about Scotland's natural heritage from the website snh.gov.uk, where you can find lots more information. Thanks for listening. We've enjoyed sharing this journey with you.